The file transfer system hacking spree continues with a crush FTP zero day. The US renews Pfizer Section 702 for another 2 years. An APT group hacks the MITRE Corporation. And China bans Signal, Telegram and WhatsApp. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Patrick Gray. And I'm filling in for Claire Ed, who has a daycare plague, as do I a little, but we hope you get well soon, Claire. Today is April 22nd, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Trail of Bits. An unidentified threat actor is exploiting a zero-day vulnerability in Crush FTP servers. Crush FTP released a patch hours after it learned of the attacks from the incident response team at Airbus. The zero-day allows unauthenticated attackers to download files. Crush FTP servers with the DMZ mode enabled are not impacted, which may provide a mitigation option for customers. US President Joe Biden has signed a bill extending Pfizer Section 702 for another 2 years. The bill was approved by the Senate on Friday after it passed through Congress a week earlier. According to The Record, the bill passed in the Senate minutes after the statute was set to expire. Pfizer Section 702 allows the NSA to collect the electronic communications of foreigners from American companies without a warrant. No major changes were made to Section 702. The Chinese government has ordered Apple to remove 4 foreign apps from the country's App Store. Authorities have banned Meta's new Threads social network, as well as secure messaging apps Signal, Telegram, and WhatsApp. The country's internet watchdog cited national security concerns in its decision. Apple said it would comply with Beijing's request. The Chinese government has established a new branch of the People's Liberation Army dedicated to cyber operations. The new arm of the PLA is named the Information Support Force. It's the PLA's 9th branch. Officials did not provide additional details about the new force's role, as China already has a dedicated cyber force. China also announced its own version of the US's Space Force. A state-sponsored hacking group breached the MITRE Corporation at the beginning of the year. The attackers used 2 zero-days in Ivanti Connect Secure VPNs to gain access to the company's R&D network. The company did not attribute the breach to any state. Back in January, security firm Volexity linked the initial zero-day attacks to a Chinese state-sponsored group. More China news here, and a Chinese state-backed hacking group has breached the Volkswagen Group and stolen documents about the company's proprietary technology. According to German broadcaster ZDF, the hack took place between 2010 and 2014. Hackers are believed to have stolen data on the company's engines, transmission systems, and electric and hydrogen car technologies. Chinese officials said they were outraged by the accusations. How dare you, sir? Belarusian hacktivist group the Cyber Partisans have hacked and wiped the network of Grodno Azot, Belarus's largest fertilizer plant. The group said it destroyed backups, hacked email servers, and encrypted hundreds of the plant's PCs. The Cyber Partisans say they carried out the hack because the plant's management was involved in political repression against employees who protested the Lukashenko regime. Ukraine's CERT team says that Russian hacking group Sandworm planned destructive cyber attacks at 20 critical infrastructure facilities across Ukraine. Officials confirmed 3 supply chain compromises that were meant to aid the attacks. Malware infections were found at water, heat, and energy supply facilities in 10 regions of Ukraine. A threat actor has stolen $44.7 million in crypto assets from DeFi platform Hedgy Finance. The company says the attacker exploited a vulnerability in a smart contract platform to perform a flash loan attack. Hedgy reached out to the attacker to negotiate the return of the stolen funds, but the hacker wasn't interested. German law enforcement has shut down DDoS for hire service Stresser.tech. Police from the German state of Saxony announced the disruption. The service was used to launch attacks against the Saxony police website last September. So, yeah, they played a stupid game and they won a stupid prize. Threat actors are using GitHub comments to host malicious files in the repositories of legitimate companies. The technique has been used in the wild for months, according to Sergei Frankov of OA Labs. The trick is to create an issue and then upload the malicious file as a comment, but not file the report. The issue is not visible to the project owner, but the malicious file is stored on GitHub servers. The file is accessible via a URL associated with the project, which is useful for malware delivery and social engineering. That's all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Trail of Bits. Big thanks to them, and you can find them at trailofbits.com. Bye for now.